With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The GOP-led House on Thursday approved a nearly $14.5 billion bill for Israel's war with the terror group Hamas.
The House voted to approve the Israel aid package, defying President Biden's veto threat in his request to pair it with aid for Ukraine. The measure conditions military funding for Israel on cutting the same amount for a tax enforcement initiative at the IRS favored by Democrats. The bill faces an uphill battle in the Democrat-controlled Senate. House Speaker Mike Johnson has proposed funding Ukraine aid in a separate bill.
Correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. A New York jury has convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud charges. The 31-year-old California man was convicted Thursday in Manhattan federal court by jurors who rejected his testimony that he did not defraud customers. Bankman-Fried's been jailed since August when a judge concluded he tried to influence prospective trial witnesses. Also at SRNnews.com, NASA's Lucy spacecraft swooped past the first of 10 asteroids on its long journey to Jupiter. Ed Donahue reports.
This asteroid was a little one called Dinkanish, only about a half mile across and about 300 million miles from Earth in the main asteroid belt beyond Mars. This was a dry run for the bigger and more alluring asteroids ahead. The main targets for Lucy are the so-called Trojans near Jupiter that are considered to be time capsules from the dawn of the solar system. Lucy is expected to zip past the final two asteroids in 2033. It will take at least a week for the spacecraft to send back its pictures and data from this flyby. Lead scientist Hal Levison says until now, Dinkanish has only been an unresolved smudge in the best telescopes. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. Well, this Sunday is the annual International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and believers across the U.S. will be holding up their embattled brothers and sisters in foreign lands.
Brother Andrew, the founder of our ministry, famous for smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, 70-some years ago, was famous for saying that, our prayers go where we cannot.
Ryan Brown is CEO of Open Doors U.S.
The church in America needs to be walking with our persecuted brothers and sisters, not because of what we have to offer them, but because of what they have to offer us. Few would argue that we're living in a post-Christian culture, increasingly within the United States. And, our persecuted brothers and sisters have walked a road before us and have set an example, often at great cost to themselves.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. This is SRN News. Police raids have begun across Pakistan, targeting mainly Afghan nationals whom authorities say do not have the right documents to live in the country.
In Balochistan in the south, the Chemin Highway was blocked by protesters opposed to the deportations, leaving lorries laden with furniture at a standstill. In the north of the country, thousands crossed into Afghanistan yesterday. The UNHCR has said it's concerned that a mass deportation of people to the country would make an already fragile humanitarian situation worse.
A University of San Diego professor is no longer listed on the staff website for the school after an anti-Semitic post on social media. The Messenger said Leila Alili, who is married to the imam at the Islamic Center of San Diego, posted a cartoon online showing babies being decapitated by a Star of David. The woman's been a lecturer at the University School of Leadership and Educational Sciences, but it's no longer on the website. More details at SRNnews.com.